so we we're doing seals. Some of you might not know who I am. After my intro, Grandpa's gonna introduce who I am, and I'm excited to be here. And well, we're gonna do stamps with Play-Doh. We're gonna do the stamps in the Play-Doh.
We're gonna be making a bula. In the ancient world, they used to seal documents with a piece of clay or wax and stamp it with their ring to leave some kind of impression in it. It's called a bula or boule. Here are several boules. In fact, here right here is a simulation of an Isaiah boule that was stamped with, it says, the prophet Isaiah on it. Over here, we've got some actual authentic boule or a bula. This one comes from a library that was burnt in the land of Israel around 50 BC. You can see there's actually an image of the emperor's head on there, and it's from the ring that was pressed in right into the clay. And so what we're gonna do is show you how these seals or bula were used. For example, if you take, Tyler, my grandson, is with me right here today, and we're gonna be using a ring, a epigraphical ring from 500 AD, from right around, about 500 years after the time of Christ, that was in the Byzantine Empire. We'll be using that to make a seal there. But nonetheless, if we'd wrote something on here, we're going to write a little message on here. To the emperor, and we're going to say, the emperor, the plague has ended. The plague has ended. That's our message.
What's the end?
It's over. The plague has ended.
What's a plague?
It's like a virus. It's like the bubonic plague or something like that.
Like the coronavirus.
Oh, sure, right. And in our part of the empire, it has ceased, and so we're going to send a message to the emperor that the plague has ended. And then we're going to sign our name here, Tyler.
And Galen.
And Galen. Tyler and Galen, who are ruling in the eastern half of the empire. All right, now we're going to seal this up. We're going to roll up this would be parchment, or more likely papyrus. And then what you do with this right here like this is you'd seal this so we knew that it was official. You'd have your papyrus here. Again, we take this, we got to take a little bit of clay out.
Hang on.
Okay, I'm going to take a little bit of the green clay or Play-Doh. And he's got the 500 BC, that's an authentic Byzantine ring with an actual epigraphical symbol in it. And I'm gonna seal this right here on this side, which would be my seal. And we're gonna put blue on here you get it. That one's, I think, from 200 AD.
I got my own.
Okay, you got your own, that's from 200 AD. And this will be yours right here, so they know it's from us. We're gonna seal it. And I would have my ring on like this, and I would take it right here in the middle.
My ring's not.
That's fine. You can take it off, too, if you wanted to. But you just take this right here and press it in there, and that leaves an impression in there. Use that. There you go. I'll hold this down for you. Press. That's good enough. Perfect. Okay, there's. And what you've actually pressed there is the symbol of the true cross. That was actually when the true cross was recovered from the Muslims. That's not from 200 A.D., that's from more like 700 A.D., when the true cross was recovered, taken back from the Muslims. Again, not the true cross, but the Christians thought it was the true cross. The Muslims stole it from them, and then the Christians fought and got it back. This is just when it was recovered. That's the symbol of the true cross. It's very simple.
Show them.
Well, they can't see it right there.
Well.
Anyway, what we've done right here is with my 500 A.D. ring and Tyler's 700 A.D. ring, and this has got some very detailed epigraphical. It's got some Greek symbols in it or letters in it. It's got some decorations. And we've sealed that now with our signet rings. And those are bula. That's all right. Those are bula, and our documents have been sealed. And if we wanted to read it, if someone got this from in the western half of the empire, they'd see, this is a Galen's ring, and this is Tyler's ring. Then they could break the document open like this. And then they could go ahead and read the message on the inside.
What's that one?
Those are guitar chords on this one. Now, these boule or bula would then fall off. Or if they were put in a library. A lot of times, are you listening? They put this on a shelf in a library. And they would collect all these documents. And in a library, all these documents would be on shelves. But then when...
Wait, cat!
Yep, a cat just walked by the window. squirrel. If the building burnt down, for example, like this one, this bula right here that we have, this is a Greek emperor clay bula from 50 BC from the library in Israel. It burned in 200 AD. And so right here, when this, if this would have been sealed on here like this, let's say this was sealed on there, and the fire burnt this library in 200 AD, this 50 BC signet ring seal, the paper would have burnt away, but what would have happened to this? It would not have burnt. And so you'd have in the remains of the library, all the papyrus and parchments would be gone, but you just have this huge pile of bula stacked up that had been remained. And so these then would remain throughout history, these bulas, and when excavation comes by and discovers a burnt building, for example, in the burning of Jerusalem in 586 AD by the Babylonians, all the bula that were sealing documents of the Jews then remained. The documents disappeared, but the bula, the signet ring seals, and they have names of biblical personalities on there. And they found several of them, including Isaiah, several of Hezekiah's. Some people mentioned the book of Jeremiah. I've seen several of these in libraries myself or in museums.
I am
and displayed.
The emperor.
You are the emperor, and you're opening the document. Hey, thank you very much, Tyler.
Hang on, I gotta read the message.
Oh, what's the message say? We always have backup copies.
To Emperor, the plague has ended. Tyler and Galen.
Ah, they've received our message. The plague is over.